From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources say a deal has been worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in eastern Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of cold, scared, and injured people are still waiting to leave. A Syrian rebel negotiator said on Twitter that a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but that statement has not been confirmed. A Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. A previous deal to evacuate the rebel-held areas of the city collapsed on Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the collapse of a ceasefire. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdul Aziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people of Aleppo.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside Downing Street to hear speeches and prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. Funeral services were held for American astronaut and former U.S. Senator John Glenn in Columbus, Ohio. Vice President Joe Biden and several other dignitaries were among the mourners. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, by making many of the same promises that led to his election last month. Trump told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall with Mexico, rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for U.S. veterans. Trump also told the crowd his administration's policy would be America first.
My administration will follow two very simple rules: buy American and hire American. And we're going to go back to the old days. We're going back to the old days. Remember? Made in the USA, you remember?
Earlier, Trump announced that he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to be more aggressive when they reduce federal spending. Emotional funerals were held for 13 policemen killed when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel in the central Turkish city of Kayseri on Saturday. Turkish news agencies report the bus had stopped at a red light when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. That includes two bombings last week that targeted police in Istanbul and left 44 people dead. The U.S. Defense Department says an agreement has been reached and China will return an underwater U.S. drone seized in international waters in the South China Sea Thursday. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement that after what he called direct engagement with Chinese authorities, an understanding had been reached and China would return the drone. China's foreign ministry said earlier Saturday that a naval vessel had discovered unidentified equipment and checked it to prevent any navigational safety issues before discovering it was a U.S. drone. China accused the United States of hyping up the incident, which occurred about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines. And the American surgeon credited with developing the life-saving Heimlich maneuver for choking victims has died. Family members said Henry Heimlich died early Saturday at a hospital in the U.S. city of Cincinnati. He was 96. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.